1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen will continue testimony today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. That trial in New York has also become a way for Republicans to show their support for the presumptive nominee. House Speaker Mike Johnson will attend the trial today. ABC's Rachel Scott's vice presidential hopefuls have also turned up.
Yesterday, we saw Senator J.D. Vance, who used to be a critic of Donald Trump. Well, now he's one of his staunchest supporters and defenders. Today, we're going to see former rivals Vivek Ramaswamy and also North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. They will be outside the courthouse, and later today there'll be a fundraiser with other VP hopefuls, Senators Tim Scott and Marco Rubio.
President Biden will announce steeper tariffs on Chinese tech products today. Electric vehicle tariffs will quadruple. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine, meeting with President Zelensky and pledging continued U.S. support. And two people were killed in severe weather in Louisiana. There have been tornadoes reported for 19 consecutive days. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators vote today to override as many as 36 of Governor Evers' vetoes, including a bill to fight PFAS pollution. At the same time, Evers is countersuing the Republican-controlled legislature to release $50 million for a new school literacy program. Each side is accusing the other of obstruction. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president in Wisconsin is expected to be close. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. This is something you don't hear every day. Waupaca County Sheriff's Office is asking people to be on the lookout for a buffalo on the loose. On their Facebook page, the sheriff's officials say the shaggy brown bovine was seen near County Highway E near Ogdensburg. They say not to approach the animal as they're known to be unpredictable. If you see the bison, people are asked to call the Waupaca Sheriff's Office. The annual Freedom Free Fall event allows military veterans an opportunity to skydive for free. The theory behind the Freedom Free Fall is that the adrenaline from the military lifestyle is often missed. Skydiving instructor Andy Van Handel.
It's so rewarding seeing the transformation from before they jump to when they land. Incredible.
This year's events will be in Madison on July 13th and Pulaski on July 20th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through nine innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, two doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Rhys's injury, obviously he's got hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning. You know, to lose one of our leaders. We just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days. You know what I mean?
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 62 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 70 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely late tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth Buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we revisit the old Trumpster's tax returns and find out what the Chicago Trump Tower could tell us about election 2024. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. How great was it having David Marinus on?
Yeah, he's...
We could have him on for like 3 hours. Talk about the different people he's met.
And think about the research that guy does.
400.
Oh, my.
Some people interview three or four people. He turns them out fast.
Yeah.
He turns them out fast.
Yeah. I've never met him, but he appears like a guy you would...
You would sit and have beers with, right, or whatever. Absolutely. One of the great guys you'll ever sit in. And he was so wonderful with the wounded troops at Walter Reed Hospital.
Yeah.
You can't believe it. Just wonderful.
And just his assessment of people is true. You know, some of them are so guarded and they just stay on the message. They don't want to.
Okay, but let me ask you, these days you have to be, don't you?
Yeah.
Because the slightest thing can be grabbed and taken out of context and whatever. I mean, one wrong sentence.
We have two people running for president. One is extremely guarded. I mean, they really, it's like, you know, don't do this, say this, hear your notes. When he sits down and talks to someone, there's notes. And then we have another one that, you know, pretty much.
As people try to say.
It's like, okay, please. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's in this day and age, I think it's better to be guarded. I mean, but after a while, like a guy like him, and I'd love to sit down and tell him.
But I mean, even Lombardi talks, David didn't talk about it, but he wrote about it, where he used to have this thing called the 5 o'clock club. And he would have all the sports writers during training camp get together and they'd all have cocktails. And and everything was off the record when they would
do that. Did they honor that?
Yeah. Oh God. In those days, Lombardi had so much power over the media in those days. It's absolutely incredible. I remember Bud Lee telling me one time, who was a great sports writer from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he and Lombardi didn't get along. And Bud Lee, one of his last things he said to Lombardi was, "You better hope you never lose. Because if you lose, look out." It's like, because you can do this while you're winning the world championship.
Right.
But don't you ever lose, you SOB or something like that. Exactly. Because we will just jump on it then. Oh, he controlled the media, Lombardi did, like you can't even believe.
I'll give the press a lot of credit for, you know, honoring that and saying, look, you know.
They didn't have any choice. He controlled them.
Wow.
Vince Lombardi controlled the media. He really and truly, and unfortunately, I don't think there's any guys around
that do that now.
That covered Lombardi. I mean, Cliff would probably be the last. I mean, he wasn't even. I think he started in like 72, 73.
Yeah.
That era. So I don't know if there's anybody still alive that covered Vince Lombardi.
All right.
I mean, he died 55 years, 50, yes. Was it 1970, 71 that he died?
Ron Books. But hey, speaking of people that get behind the scenes and know what's going on, Ron Books, thanks for coming in. We're really excited about Sunday, and you're going to talk a lot about it. But you got a big time title. What are you, executive director of WAMI?
No, just the vice president.
Okay,
just the vice president.
Just the vice president. So the WAMI Awards is, as I think our listeners know, because we've talked about it many times when you were on here, when you're not here, the music awards for the state of Wisconsin, but to be nominated to win, you are not only very famous in the state of, or very popular in the state of Wisconsin, you also have performed outside the state.
Sure.
Okay, that's right. Isn't that the criteria for some of these awards you're giving out?
Well, it depends. The Hall of Fame, a big part of that is to have been having an influence beyond the state. Okay. So you've got people like Steve Miller,
right.
Liberace, you know, the big time
little
guys.
Influence outside the state.
We want to make sure people know where they came from.
Right. And that's really cool because everybody came from somewhere, right?
That's
and,
right.
And you talk about Johnny Carson and all these people, you know, Tom Brokaw. They all came from somewhere. And a lot of times it's not L.A. where they made their money or New York. It's these Nebraska and Iowa and some
that's
other places.
That's right. And they come from everywhere.
And that's cool that we got Wisconsin. So Sunday, 2 o'clock, tell us about that.
Sunday at 2 o'clock, well, we'll be doing sound checks at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I have it written down at 2. Okay, sorry. Thank you for coming
7
in.
O'clock is the show. Okay. Doors open at 6.
Now do you see why Jim had people when he was mayor to do everything, organize everything,
maybe I was, John,
get them places on time.
I think I was invited to help with the sound check.
I'll tell you what, sound check is probably check. One of the best parts of it because that's where all the performers hang out.
All right, see.
Because we have to, you know, get ready for it, do all the sound checks, get everything in place. But everybody watches everybody else. It's actually a pretty cool thing. Not open to the public, unfortunately.
Okay, right. So tell us about...
You might. You could probably get in.
I know the vice president.
Oh, that's right.
No. You know what he'd be doing? He'd be criticizing people. He'd be giving them... No, you know what you need to do? Let me take something.
Too much reverb.
It's a little pitchy. That would be him. I swear to God.
So... Are you excited about Sunday? I mean, it's going to be
absolutely
great. First time in Green Bay? Tell us a little bit more about
Well,
that.
You know, we're real excited to be here. This is the big celebration of music in the state. And in many years, it's been held in Milwaukee. Right. But within the last 10 years, we've started having it in different places. We're a statewide organization. You just can't have the show in one place all the time.
Yeah.
I can tell you that Northeast Wisconsin has a big representation in the organization and certainly in the voting and among the winners. So, you know, we're all excited about that.
Well, you know, Ron, on Fridays we bring in people here and right. It just blows us away the talent of some of these people that walk into our room and sit right here and break out into this incredible musical talent that they bring to this table. And it's like this is a hub of good local music, isn't it?
It is. There's more here than people realize.
Absolutely. I mean, it's opened my eyes to it over the last couple of months. I mean, it really has.
Well, you know, there's a lot happening up here. There always has been. And hopefully there always will be. That's a big part of what we do, too, is youth groups and trying to have events and bring young musicians along so that they're encouraged.
And I think that's one of the cool things that Jim and I always talk about, the Santa too, how they really try to pay it forward. You know, like Dennis from the Glam Band tries to help out other young musicians. And
my good friend Dennis.
Isn't he something else?
Hey, we're old bandmates, you know.
That's right.
That's right. Huh? He did say
which
that.
Which band? But I will say this, though. I swear 90% of the people that come through here, it's like, well, Dennis, remember when we played together at so-and-so? It's like, there's a lot of interchanging, isn't there?
Amongst I could bring pictures. There are pictures out there when all of us had big hair and stuff.
And it was real hair.
It was real, yeah. No wigs. No.
So at Epic, it's really the culmination of different awards, right? How many awards do you give out that night?
Well, we're going to be presenting about 35 of them.
Yeah, 30.
But there are actually about 85 that are involved. Unfortunately, you know,
don't have
85
time to,
of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we'd be there till Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Well, we were at that awards thing last week in Madison, and we kind of thought, okay, somebody's going to win or go up and say thank you, whatever. And it was just, and now for best breaking news, yada, yada, yada. And the award goes to so-and-so. And now for the next.
Wisconsin Broadcasting, I don't know how many awards they gave out, but they kept going and going and going. Do you have some. Will people be performing that night?
We're going to have 8 performances.
Oh, that's cool.
Fun with Adams from Green Bay will be performing.
All right.
We are going to also have... Oh, the Glam Band.
They're performing?
They are.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
They are.
They've actually asked me to sit in with them.
That's not true.
Dennis asked me, hey, if we do a gig in Green Bay, if you're feeling okay, you want to come in and sing a little something, a little Sweet Child of Mine?
That's not true.
It is.
Work the spotlight. Work the spotlight. That's
there you go.
Pretty far away. Anyway, yeah.
We've got a new country band called Prime Country.
Okay.
There's a band called Social Sig, which is kind of a punk rock thing. There's another one called Secret Menu. They, too, are a band from Milwaukee area. Of course, we have our warm-up the night before, so we're going to have some local people there as well. Amelia Ford, Brass Differential is the headliner at that one. But there will be eight performances at the show.
Awesome.
Oh, Steam, which is Mike Huge Bailey right and Steve Marsh Torme's outfit will be there.
We've had them on. Who did we have last week? They were so good. I can't remember the names of everybody.
Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
Yes, they were amazing. She had the most amazing voice. And then we had Ramon and the Angel.
Ramona. Ramona and the Flower.
The Flower.
Yeah. Okay.
Phenomenal. But it's just funny. It's like, you know, being here and they're 3 feet away from you to hear this talent come on, you know, versus somebody on stage and you're up in the balcony or whatever. It's like, it's like magical when they're this close and they're just so talented.
Oh, sure. My favorite place to watch any band is side stage.
Yeah.
Because when they make a mistake and they look at each other, you can see the look on their face.
They're not looking at the crowd, right?
It's real.
Yeah, that Steam had been on here too. We had the Mel Torme on here.
So Mel, but
his kid.
Mel's
kid. Mel's kid. That's what I meant. But I just thought, let's slide that in. Can the public still go to this? Are there still tickets?
Absolutely.
Okay, tell us about that, because I think this is a real opportunity to.
I agree.
And we love sports, and we love, you know, our kids in high school and all that. But this is like very special. I think this has really carved out a real niche here.
Yeah, it's a public show, and we're encouraging everybody in the Green Bay area to come out and see the show itself.
It's at Epic.
It's at the Epic.
Great parking.
You know, it's parking as far as you can see. Unlike downtown Milwaukee, let me tell you.
Right.
But they only take cash.
At the Epic?
Yes.
For the parking?
No, they park for drinks.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, John.
They only take cash.
I don't. Really?
Oh, no.
Don't they?
You got to use a card.
Or is it they only take cards?
Yeah, they only take
cards. Oh, one of the two.
Yeah, that was after a few drinks.
I know it's one of the two.
See, this is what happens.
But you can buy a card at will cost.
Something. Yeah.
This is what happens, Ron. Johnny drinks in his car in the free parking.
Oh, my God.
And then he gets in there. He can't remember whether it's a card or cash.
That is card. That is so untruthful.
Okay. Yeah, they just buy beers for him anyway. It's great being a high-powered media personality.
You can make or break them.
So, actually, Kevin Borsett said that to me that night at the Phoenix Steak Fry.
Yeah.
John Minow's waiting in line for a drink. Somebody's not bringing you one. I'm like, I know. What's wrong with this crowd?
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
Celebrity.
But you know what is so cool, though, I think, Ron, with what you do, is you just bring exposure. Because I can't think of anything tougher than being in a garage band type of thing, and you love music, and you love whatever. And I will say the world is a different place now that you could put something on YouTube and be discovered. And a lot of big time country people I know, that's how they started.
Oh, sure.
But still, there has to be something in your community that supports you. If you don't have that, it's tough. And I think that's what is really good about this area. The community supports young musicians.
That's exactly what we're all about. And it's not just here. It's statewide.
Yeah. Right. To have these smaller venues to get started. Because as much as there is the YouTube, they want that feedback from a live audience.
There's nothing like being there in person.
No. Why Cecilia 1971? Where did this come from?
It's a good song.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Ron, did you request this?
We're the Ron Books. Whammies. Sunday. Stay with us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up.
And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. We're with Ron Books from the Whammies, the Whammy Awards. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer reason to wait to replace your windows or doors, because if you order today, you get 0% interest for up to 48 months. That's right, up to 4 years, zero interest. You have until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Give them a call. Check it out. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Well, Ron, one more thing, just talking about the local musicians around here. And one of the things I always want to just mention, the schools here with their music programs, they have some really good people that run these music programs.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
And that's really a big part of it, too. Just about anybody that gets involved in music after high school probably had a teacher somewhere along the way
Absolutely.
That inspired them.
And you know what? That little thing of I'm sure they realize it, but just that little word of confidence and inspiring people and encouragement, that can go so far versus somebody that's discouraging, where people can say, I mean, that little bit of influence, because let's be honest, everybody out there, you're going out there naked, so to speak. You're putting your talent on the line. You're putting yourself out there. And that takes a lot of confidence and encouragement. And those people are the ones that can provide that, aren't they?
Absolutely. You got to have encouragement in high school so that when you go out there as an adult and somebody tells you you suck.
Yeah, exactly.
You can weather it and not quit.
Exactly. So I think that's really cool. And Jim and I have even talked about that, about how important it is for these older, or not older, but whatever, these, you know, the teachers or whomever, to encourage these people. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of talent, and sometimes people just need the confidence to go out and get in front of people, because that's not easy. I mean, maybe YouTube is a little bit easier, but truly to get out in front of an audience and perform and get that feedback.
And I can say this on a personal note.
Jeez.
I can say this on a personal note. What somebody says can affect you.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a thing a couple of weeks ago in Manitowoc, okay? And it was this benefit type thing. And the guy comes up to goes, hey, Mino, it's Lisa's birthday. Would you get on stage and sing happy birthday to her? So I was going to do this in front of like 300 people, okay? Mm-hmm. But no, you know why? Because it's in Jim's hometown, and it's right at the Schmidt Brothers Pavilion. And I know he would rip me. He'd say, yeah, somebody, I had a cousin that was at the thing. And he said, you were terrible. He said, I can't believe you. So he bullied me into not singing. So that's what can happen
right,
to kids.
In the ambience of my dad's stage and the Schmidt Brothers, we just wanted to keep positive things around us. So I asked Johnny not to sing, and he didn't. But
why didn't you just feed him beers and encourage him to do it?
No, I just think it's great what you're doing. And the mayor's just got in. I was just talking to him, and you know, he also is very excited that you're hosting this in Green Bay at Epic. I think that's really cool. I know you had a big part in getting that to be here in our.
About 2 years worth of planning before this show ever came to fruition here.
So did we go over? I was out feeding your meter. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Did you go through tickets and timing? Because I know I was off on the time.
You don't want to get him mad at you again.
I was telling about how you turned to that one guy that was here. It's like our second day on the air.
It was still wound up. I'm much better. I'm the new me.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, we're going to be there at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6? Tell me about
doors are open at 6. The show starts at 7. And that's the one promise we make. At 7 o'clock, there will be a show.
Oh, it's not like those politicians that start 20 minutes late or something. Yeah. You start at 7. That's awesome.
Well, there was one year where the MC came out and we were actually taking an intermission. He said, well, it'll be a short intermission followed by a small delay.
Who's your MC this year?
Our MC is Frank Hermans, the one and only. Yeah.
We love him.
Franco, that'll be fun.
That's going to be
a
blast.
That'll be fantastic.
And of course, once again, open to the public. Everybody, come on out.
Tickets are another thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Ticket price, and how do we get them?
Ticket price through the Epic box office.
Okay, right.
And it's $25 for general admission, $45 for upstairs. VIP. Yeah, for upstairs. But we're getting more upstairs.
Epic is really cool. But I'm just saying, like, get the Tarleton over here. That's a cool little venue.
That's good.
You got the Meyer. You got a place in Oshkosh, Appleton. If you're a local talent, you have venues these days. There's places to go, and it hasn't always been that way.
No, it has not always been that way. Of course, back in the day of the old beer bars,
there were
lots of them.
And that was it.
But, you know, the times have changed a little bit. People used to just go out and see bands because the biggest thing we have to compete with against now is all the other things that people can do on Saturday night that are cheaper and safer, I suppose.
Yeah, that is true, though. But there's I saw Jim, we talked one day when I was doing research on the for one of my World War II books. And it was like, what was going on the night before the war started? You know what I mean? In Green Bay. I went through the old press gazettes at the microfilm at the library, and there had to be, honest to goodness, 40 different places that had live music on that Saturday night. The night before.
That
was like the thing. If you ran a bar or a nightclub or whatever, you had to have live music Saturdays.
Yeah, and if you didn't play accordion, you were really out of it.
But it's pretty cool that you can go to places like Chef Fusions and maybe just be one piece or two piece, but it's nice to have live music. There's just nothing like it, and I'm so glad that's coming back and that people are making the effort. And the thing is, it's difficult to get good talent, but there's a lot of good talent in Green Bay.
So there's a lot of it out there.
You talk to these musicians after, and it's like, oh, yeah, I work at Bellmark. I'm like, you guys, I mean, you should be on your own. You're so good. But, you know, it's just
a tough way to make a living.
It is. It's a tough way to make a living.
Oh, I did it.
A good living or a living?
No, it was the most fun I ever had making half a living.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that's true. Well, thank you for bringing this to Green Bay. We're excited. You know, the Whammy Music Awards, that's going to be this Sunday at 6 o'clock, the doors open. 7 o'clock, the show starts. 8 bands. Is the voting all done? Is the
voting's all done.
It's done. Okay.
It's in the can.
All right. But you're not going to tell us who won. Because
I don't know who won.
Really? You don't even know?
No, I don't. The board does not know. So we get just as surprised as everybody else.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. That's all right. And what are some of the awards that people are going to be witnessing or hearing?
Well, we're going to have a male vocalist of the year, female vocalist of the year, country band, rock band, metal band, jazz. Yeah, we try to cover all genres. We've got so many different types of music.
Right.
And our Hall of Fame, we have Todd Thomas of the people in the hip hop world. Of Arrested Development. He's a Grammy Award winner.
Wow.
And he's going to be there to an accepted award.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely.
No, what
is the hottest music going around here these days?
Well, country is huge part of the market around here.
Yeah, it really is.
And but, you know, your rock bands and, you know, basically what sells beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's face it. If you're in the clubs, you're selling beer.
Okay, you were in a band.
Yeah.
Jim was in a band.
Yeah.
Todd was probably in a band. Todd, were you in a band? Todd was in a band. I'm the only one that wasn't in a band. Let's be honest.
There's probably a common thread. We can probably all sing in key.
Whatever, Jim. I wasn't going there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were looking for.
We just all love the sound of applause.
Was part of it to attract women? Yes or no?
I don't know. Early
on,
but I always looked at it as a profession. But yeah, it's, I guess, one of the side benefits.
John, though. John, if it's to attract women, I don't think Jim made the right choice of being in a barbershop.
No! He always says that he was a chick magnet.
Barbershop? You guys?
You'd be surprised.
Listen to the vice president of Whammy.
There's a saddle for every horse out there.
Yeah. He told me women were all over him when he was in a barbershop quartet.
16 years jacket, old.
Said he had groupies, the whole thing.
Cummerbund, the little thing on it, the bull hats.
Hey, I was playing gigs at 16.
Right.
The world is your oyster playing gigs at 16.
Hey, and you're not intimidated, you're not afraid because you're only 16. You don't know anything.
Trisha, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to watch my boyfriend play in the barbershop quartet.
We don't play in a barbershop.
Ron, we'll see you on Sunday.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, buddy. Ron Books, the Whammies. Big, big show coming up at Epic. We'll be back with the real mayor of Green Bay when we come back.
All right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kids are invited to be part of the official countdown to the NFL Draft 2025. The ceremonial draft handoff takes place today as bicyclists pedal to the draft. Youngsters who want to participate are asked to wear their green and gold and be ready with their bikes at the Armed Forces Drive entrance to Ray Nitschke Field at 6 p.m. in Green Bay. They will then follow the caravan on bikes across the street to the parking lot into the Lambeau Field atrium. The Green Bay Bicycle Collective is a nonprofit that takes old donated bikes, refurbishes them, and then gets them into the hands of people who want or even need them. Founding member Mark Rosencraft.
Everything we get in, brought in from the community, we wrench on it, make sure that it's good to go. If it's not that great, break down, get parts from it. And then we sell it to help keep the lights on, or we try to put it into other programs and help out other 501c3s.
The Green Bay Bicycle Collective also works to educate people on bicycle safety and maintenance, all on a volunteer basis. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Ed Harris will direct a script he adapted called The Plowman from the novel of the same name. Variety reports that Harris will direct a cast consisting of Owen McTeague, current star of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Bill Murray, and Nick Nolte. The film is described as a neo-noir crime thriller. This is Harris's third time behind the camera, and production will start this coming fall in Montana. Neo-noirs aren't typically box office darlings, but man, are they cool. If you thought you didn't like Yellowstone before, just wait till they put out a new show based on the Rip and Beth characters. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, hinted during a recent interview with Country Living that show creator Taylor Sheridan might have a spinoff in the works. The rumors give avid fans something to look forward to, as Yellowstone will most likely end this fall. There are also rumors that Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. Probably should have opened with that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 62 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 70 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely late tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, if you thought you were afraid of a second Trump presidency, I've got Trump's wish list of Supreme Court nominees. You won't want to miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in a good-looking sunny Tuesday morning, 45 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 49 in Oshkosh. Special thanks to Ron Books from the Whammy Awards. Coming up on Sunday, we're going to be there. We're going to be doing some presents.
We are presenting an award, so that'll be fun. We just still believe in, of course, we love the community, but the music part, we focus on a little bit on Fridays, and for him to invite us to present an award, that's awesome. I'm excited about going. So,
and now we've got a special segment that we're going to do once a week. It's called How Can the Mayor and Mino Make Money on the NFL Draft?
I'm looking forward to this.
And our Green Bay Mayor, Eric Genrich, is joining us right now. Yeah. Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Not good. Because every person
Every
person we've had in here to talk about the draft is wearing one of these really cool
zip-ups,
and we don't know where to get them. And you, Aaron Popke, Mark Murphy, you're all wearing these things.
They're all sporting that.
We get no swag.
I'd like to say it's real exclusive. I mean, they have them at the pro shop. So I think you could probably
pay for them there, Eric.
And my dad is a tour guide. So,
I knew that.
He's walking through regularly. So, occasionally he'll grab some merch for me.
Can you grab some for us too and just put it on the side? Just put it on the side.
Right. If you're listening, Dad, take care of these guys.
We have said that. I do think that's a great opportunity to showcase the city on the world stage for, 4 or 5 days. But everyone in Greater Green Bay should make extra money that week. Just whether you're bartending or setting up or there's just so many things. And you know, home rentals, we had Chris, I forgot his name. The guy was on here who does Airbnb. He's got his own little company, does all the background checks. And I know that you guys are, you know, you want inspections done, which you should, but he kind of does it. He's a turnkey operator. And I think we're thinking about that. I don't know if we're going to do that. We could stay there, rent out bedrooms, right? So you can pick up a few grand, or you can actually leave and break up a lot of money. And there's just so many opportunities for people. When I was in your office, we talked about possibly vending. You know, if there's going to be, you know, students or small entrepreneurs that want to test a product.
Right.
And so I'm
going to run upstairs when we're done and get that kudigi.
Oh, yeah. He wants to do...
I want to do a kudigi thing, a vendor thing.
I don't think I'm familiar with
it. It's an Italian sausage from the UP.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Oh, nice.
And I want to have a kudigi stand.
Okay.
Kudigis or, and pasties.
Right. The pasty... Yeah. I'm all on board. Kudigi, I have to got to do a little more research.
I'll give you some.
Okay.
He wants to have like a Youper corner there.
Yeah. I want to call it Youper Village.
I love pasties.
Oh, awesome. Where are you from originally, Eric?
Green Bay.
Oh, right here. Okay.
Yeah, born and raised in Green Bay.
Maybe you have some UP connections.
I don't think I've got any relatives from the UP. My folks have a place up in Pembine. So, you know, not too far from the UP. So we
on the border,
get up to Iron Mountain occasionally.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Nice little downtown there.
So,
last bit, though.
What's that?
I think it's nicest, other than Marquette, it's the nicest downtown in the UP.
Yeah.
Iron Mountain is.
I think that's probably true. Marquette's a great town, too.
Oh, phenomenal. Try buying a house there these days.
Oh, I believe it.
Houses that were about $60,000 20 years ago are $350,000, $400,000.
Right.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's a case everywhere.
It's like the rest of the world discovered Marquette.
Don't know that the salaries up there kept pace.
I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. Hey, last time we talked to you, well, I've talked to you since then, but last time you were on this show, you were in Detroit.
Right.
And you were, I think it was the second, the last day of the.
Correct. I think it was Friday when I talked to you guys.
Right. Yep. And you've been back now for a couple of weeks. Right. How are you feeling about this?
Still good. You know, I think, you know, we had a good conversation about the public safety end of things. And as I said, when I checked in on when I was in Detroit, you know, just in really good hands. We've got a fantastic fire chief, police chief, Jim Arts, who's the kind of the director of NFL security for these events. And I'm very familiar with how we do things here in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be in really good hands on that front. To your point, as far as, you know, a great opportunity for folks to make a little bit of money, I think that's absolutely true. And I've just been, you know, reinforcing the point that obviously the city has a really important role to play, Discover Green Bay, Packers. But individuals and community members and community organizations and businesses, I think, would just do well to think really creatively about how they can put their best foot forward.
And there's so many. I mean, think about, you know, people make money when there's a Packer game.
Right.
We're going to have, 4 or 5 times that number of people here for that. And I just, and I think that the city or the NFL or the Packers, who's ever running this thing, is going to give some opportunities. You know, I hope there's going to be some places for people to a farmer's market type thing where people can sell or do some things. But even to make a little bit of money being an Uber driver, I mean, you get that all online. It's not like there's any, you know, it's easy to do. I don't know. You have to have a decent driving record. Not sure I would pass that test, but
I know you wouldn't pass that test.
But there's other things I'm going
to
do.
Right. But you'd get people from point A to point B very efficiently.
That would be my marketing.
Eric, you took the words out of my mouth.
But that's honestly, that's a really important job.
especially when we have an event like this going on. I mean, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers,
right?
Total ambassadors for this community.
You're right.
And then I think that these businesses, you know, I don't know, did you pass that ordinance? Are bars staying open till 4?
No, that would be a state law change.
That's a state. Okay, all I'm saying is that there's going to be opportunities to, you know, I like to bartend, but there's so many other things you can
maybe
do.
Maybe not restaurants. At 3:30 in the morning, though.
Well, I can unless just walk over here.
If you're up already.
Yeah, that's true.
I just hope people look at that. They could have one of the best Christmases in 25 because of the draft in 25, you know? And you know, everybody could use an extra couple $1,000s. And I just hope people lean into that and look into that because I think, you know, I don't know, you know a lot more about Detroit, but I think there's a website that Discover Green Bay is going to have on. And so I'm looking forward to that. I reached out to Brad Toll. Today's a big day. Are you doing on the clock today? You have a press
conference? I'll be over there at 6:30 over at 1265. So that'll be kind of cool to take the handoff from Detroit.
We had the Flukies on here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be helping biking it up and everything. Right. The ceremony of foot. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, you know, the football is coming over on the ferry.
Yep.
You know, landed in Milwaukee. And then I don't think folks are biking all the way up here from there. But I think they're going to be biking
a
good stretch. Well, this is probably kind of a short ride for them.
They're going to New York on Thursday.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yes. Biking.
Biking in New York, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a great, I think, opportunity to reinforce the culture of bicycling, as you know, especially with kids who, obviously, as everybody knows, have lent their bikes to Packer players to go from the stadium to the practice field every year. And so the Packers are really leaning into that tradition, which will be fun. But, looking forward to that event tonight.
And I think this could be a lot of fun. I mean, I think the city, you know, after COVID and some other things, I just think we need something good, like a Super Bowl or, but this is akin to, it's probably better than that, really, when you look at the exposure we're going to get for all those days.
Right.
And all the positives, anything you're concerned about? I mean, you probably know more about this than most people. And you don't have to share any details, but things that we have to get ready for, it's like, oof, didn't really think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I'm going to be most focused on, and I think this will be of interest to you guys too, is just making sure that the draft really benefits downtown Green Bay and other business corridors. Because obviously the event is going to be focused on Lambeau Field. People are going to be really excited to visit Mecca for you know, pro football here in the United States. And so we just want to make sure that we leverage this event to truly benefit our downtown businesses and other community organizations. So transportation, I think, is going to be really key, making sure that we have reliable, you know, frequent access for people to, you know, hop a bus here. You know, we've got our game day routes that Patty has done a great job operating for years here. And so I think, you know, operating them, but increasing the frequency. And obviously, you know, there's going to be some charter buses and things like that from satellite parking, parking lots to get people where they need to go. But, that's going to be the biggest challenge is just moving people around town and benefiting our downtown.
I want to jump in here, Jim, just say one thing, and this is going to sound really stupid what I'm going to say, but I mean, and you know what I'm talking about.
Getting used to that.
Super Bowls are kind of overrated. Mm. And by saying that, it's like Dallas was set up terribly.
Sure.
San Diego was set up terribly. Yeah. You couldn't get around. You couldn't get from places to places.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh my gosh, that'd be so great covering us. It's like,
And in Dallas, the Cavs went on strike.
The Cavs went on strike.
They had ice. They had no salt.
Everybody was on. It was terrible. Jim is 100% correct. Every Super Bowl should be held in New Orleans because you can walk to every place and every place
the
is
good,
open.
And the restaurants are great. I think, you know, you talk about visiting the Mecca and, you know, that's a day or a half day. But, you know, the other 4 days, I mean, downtown, this waterfront and we get some music. I'm sure you're working on that. But if there's a committee, you know, I mean, we would, you know, I'd definitely like to sign up to be on that because I think there's just a lot of cool things. I'm glad I heard you may be opening up Bay Beach. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I think that's going
to
happen, especially for, you know, the Zip and Pippin and the Big Wheel, maybe a few of the other larger rides.
To see the city, from that angle, it would be. I just think.
What did you guys come up with a decision on my suggestion?
Jeez, what?
Which one are you talking about?
In regards to the bridge lights, whoever's on the clock, we have their colors.
You might need to program that for us.
Okay.
You know, that's
going to be a little tricky. That's 5 minutes. Well, that's 15 minutes.
15. You can have me on the switch. I'm right there. I'm the guy on the switch.
And then so and so just traded up.
I'm ready for that.
He'll be all fat.
Yeah, get a little point. Complicated.
Empty vodka bottles all over.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That'd be a little stressful. You're going to have to get an assistant. That could be cool, though, that will get the cameras downtown to light if they're on the clock. But they do change. That's really something to think about, John.
I would be that guy. I literally would volunteer to be that guy.
But it's not as programmed as you think is what right. You would know this better than anybody, but they do change at the last minute.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's basically like computer programming. I don't know if you studied that at all in school.
I had the whooping cough, and I missed a lot of school.
Right. I get you.
But there's some pretty, I don't want to call them geeky, but there's some people in City Hall that could probably help him.
Yeah. Steve Grenier, Shelby.
Right. They could program that. They both you could work just hit that button and boom.
And then we're also still going to work on the Bart Starr corner, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jim and I talked about that last time we had a conversation, and happy to try to bring people together and
just
figure out a
clean
way
it up. Fix the fence, make the sign stand out. Got my buddy Spencer who'll paint a beautiful mural of Bart Starr. Just phenomenal.
Yeah. I know he was live painting a mural over at Stage One. Yeah. Because Cheesehead TV was doing a live event for the draft.
Is that crazy?
That's amazing. Yeah.
He's something else.
He did one. I tell the story all the time. He did this one. We were live on the air when I was working for Channel 26. And he was in the studio, and my co-host is like, I don't know what that is that he's painting. And he was like, and then he goes, oh, sorry, it's upside down. And he painted this whole thing upside down, this beautiful eagle type thing.
Oh, wow.
He's amazing. Yeah. We need to do something for the Bart Starr Bridge and the Nitschke Bridge.
Right.
To just really, make those
focus. He can make that all happen. Yeah. And then when it comes to, do you have a policy on, people have called us because we had this guy on our show about rentals. And you're going to tighten that up, or can you share with us anything that you're doing? Because you need an inspection done.
Right. As far as short-term rentals you're talking?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So Discover Green Bay actually has done a good job of pointing people to all the individual websites for individual municipalities. It's a little bit involved, but we've tried to make it as easy as possible for people to apply for that permit. We did just hire, within the last 6 months or so, an additional short-term rental inspector, just to make sure that everybody's doing things above board. But, feel free to reach out directly to our clerk's office, hop on our website.
Can they do that now?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the policy is set.
Right.
Okay. Yep. That was my question.
Yeah. You've got to get a permit from us. You also have to have a health inspection from Brown County Health Department. But all that's available on the website and pretty self-explanatory.
Did they hire extra people, or do we have to wait 2 months like what they do, wait for everything else over there?
that I can't speak to. You should have Troy on here. talk about that.
Eric, what are your concerns? Because there's got to be, all these things, Discover Green Bay, all these things. But there has to be some times you put your head on the pillow and it's like, whew.
Right. I mentioned transportation, just kind of moving people around town. I think we've got to take sort of a kitchen sink approach to that. Uber, Lyft, bikes, scooters, buses, cars, parking, all of the above. So I think that's something that we're going to be really focused on over the next few months, obviously. Traffic just on our highways, right? That's going to be an issue. So, people just need to sort of be prepared to deal with traffic it's not something that we're acclimated to because it's pretty easy to move around town.
Right.
On our freeways, things are probably going to be moving a little bit more slowly when the draft is here. But, otherwise, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
And they move a little slower when there's a Packer game, and it's a multiple of that.
Exactly.
So I just think you're not going to expand the freeway system for this. You're not going to build a church for Easter Sunday. So people just have to get prepared a little bit.
Yeah, they just need to plan ahead and expect.
But in terms of the logistics, let's say you have a parking facility on the east side, where Park and Ride. Will you have dedicated bus lanes then so they can get there? Because I think the congestion might be a little much with cars.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a relationship with a private charter bus service to handle some of that traffic from the satellite parking locations.
Right.
As I said, we're also going to be supplementing it with those game day routes.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, they're perfect. And I think, maybe rerouting some of them. One thing that I can't remember if I touched on last time we were chatting, but City Stadium is obviously a big destination for
absolutely
a lot of people who know the history of the Packers. And so I think it makes a lot of sense to have, and there's a fair amount of parking there as well.
Right.
So to have a pickup over there, hoping to possibly activate City Stadium, have some youth sports activities, things of that nature.
You just took the words that I wanted to talk to you about City Stadium. I don't know if people realize, you want to talk about the birth of the Green Bay Packers, the most storied franchise in the history of pro football.
Right.
That's where it began.
That's where you
basically
want to go.
Hagemeister Park, but whatever. But still, that's
shortly thereafter.
Yes.
With all the
we're
football.
We're going to set a quick break.
Okay.
We're going to set a quick break with Mayor Eric Gingrich. We'll be back right after this.
The
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
It's a message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here with Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrick. I always pronounce it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you nailed it. Genrick.
I got that.
Genrick,
okay.
You got it.
Right.
Good German name.
Yes, that really is. Did you have to clean out anything when you moved in of his stuff that was left over? I'm just because he had so much.
Oh, this is a great question. Great question. Great.
The producer chimes in. Be quiet. To happen.
He was basically a hoarder when he was mayor.
No, it was tidy.
When it was
really?
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I should note though, he and Donna did a really nice thing and gave me a little candy dish for the kids.
Engraved.
Yes. That was a beautiful gift and a nice gavel. So it was very thoughtful of he and Donna and the family.
Yeah.
And did a pretty good job of really cleaning things
out.
I think you brought people in to take a few items.
Oh man. I had so much up. I just put tables along the hallway and
right.
said, come and get in. We had a cake that I think Festival donated and they had cake and grab a gift. Anything, everybody could grab one thing.
Right.
There's a lot of, I mean, think of that. You've been here, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Well, think 5 years, all the stuff you've got, all the hats and shirts and, you know, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're nice gifts, but your wife's not going
to
let you take that shovel.
We had to do a thing in Appleton the other day where it was a tree planting type thing. We had to take the shovels. And Jim's like, I'm not used to using one of these. That's not gold plated.
Right. We did go down to Appleton for that.
Oh, nice.
Plant apple trees along the apple trail. That was that was a cool event. And I reached out to Dan Ditchite this morning. We like to kind of get out in the community and promote something that's special. So we asked him if they need any preparation for Bay Beach that we could do or just something in the park system here in Green Bay. Because the city's got a great park system.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You remember Dave Hetrick from City Hall?
Yeah, yeah.
He's over at Bay Beach now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's his retirement gig. So he's he's like the unofficial ambassador out there.
But, all right.
Beach is a great place.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could put you to work.
I know. I think they will. So we're going
to
do a little.
I just Jaden gave me a key to the city one time.
Yeah. Well.
But it turned out
it still work?
Yeah. He goes, just so you know, he goes, it's ceremonial and it's actually a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen those?
I have one from Halloween.
Okay.
It wasn't given to me, right? But when he passed away, his daughter actually, presented it to myself and Senator Hansen. And that actually does double as a bottle opener.
Absolutely.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
True story. When I opened Corona, that's what I used.
Yeah.
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 We thought we would transition to something a little bit more professional. But yes, I'm sorry I didn't give you a key, John, but we were a little bit more selective.
Yeah.
So,
that's why I didn't vote for you. It's still a possibility, though. You know, we could
really
make it work.
Todd,
we could make it work.
You heard that?
I heard it.
Right. You heard it, Todd.
That would be very, very
Eric,
cool.
One other thing, I know you're getting, deluged with the draft. It's still a year away and everything like that. But we are on the clock. You got a great ceremony taking place tonight and everything. But for I hate to use this word, but a normal citizen of Green Bay, how can it affect them in a positive way?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the business opportunities that I think are going to be fairly evident when the draft comes to town. But the other thing that we do, unlike any other community really in the country or maybe the world, is just, really act as ambassadors. Everyday citizens taking a lot of pride in what our community looks like. We always get, after literally almost every Packer game, I get emails from people saying, what a great experience. What a clean city.
Right.
We're really going to be focused on, had a meeting with Ashwaubenon and Brown County yesterday, just in terms of beautification efforts that we can undertake as a community as a whole. So we're going to be doing a fair amount of that with our employees. But, for citizens to just actively take pride in the way that things look and the way that people experience the community. You know, I'm really sincerely asking people to do that. And I know, like I said, that comes supernaturally to folks and we expect it.
Let's not set the toilet out, you know, on the curb.
Right. Bulk pickup. No. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
let's take care of that early.
Exactly.
But I do think people are going to take a lot of pride. And I think that what people should do, I mean, we've got 11 months, but I think people need to kind of know what's going on in the city. A lot of things have happened. The Northland, the Botanical Garden has done some beautiful expansions. And to be an ambassador, you kind of got to know the product.
Children's Museum.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. You know, touching on Bay Beach, Children's Museum right across the street there.
So I hope to build my Veterans Museum right next door to it.
He's working on that.
Is that right?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. That would be amazing.
It would be very cool to have that. So I think people need to maybe revisit Green Bay a little bit more because people are going to ask. I mean, people
are so... And
that's
what I meant by just the normal citizens of Green Bay, you know?
Yeah, and we've talked about that. I know Discover Green Bay did a kind of an ambassadors program years ago that I actually went through when I was a state rep. Doing something like that, I would love to do. Just to your point, get people familiar with the latest and greatest, because if you're...
Did they throw those gold jackets at the Packer games? Remember that when they were in the field?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did the... what was it called? Passport in your own town or something like that. You got it stamped, and I think you got something from the Packers or tickets. I forgot what it was, but it was just cool to go and see that stuff because you drive by and it's like, I got to go in that place.
Right.
And you become a much more valuable ambassador.
Well, kind of treat your own community like you're a visitor.
Absolutely.
Right? Just to discover new things.
Yeah,
I think
that's cool
that'd
stuff.
Be a great exercise for everybody.
And in terms of, like I said, you know, the downtown, and I think people are going to want to see the downtown. You've got a lot to show off here. So we definitely want to help any way we can.
We'll put you to work.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, we really feel good about this. Is a great opportunity.
We cleaned up a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We shaved and what
no,
did we
no,
do?
No, 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 on the street. We used those pickup things. We picked up cigarette butts and everything.
Adopt Your Block?
Trash Bash, I think it was called.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We had a lot of fun doing that. They gave us the little vests and then the picker-uppers. And
they gave me a picker-upper of my own.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Because
they said I was so good at
it. He's just like a little kid in school.
You don't need a key. You got that?
I know.
So the lady's talking about this is what you got to do to be safe, stay on the sidewalk, you know. And he's using that picker up, he's untying my shoes, just screwing around like a little kid, taking people's hats off.
Right.
And
those are fun. Yeah, you can have fun with that.
But it was great. And the city is clean, but we have to make sure it's super clean for that week. And we should always have a clean city, and we normally do. So
absolutely.
Are the businesses getting behind this? Are they excited about it?
I mean, I think everybody's very excited. New North was part of the delegation that went over there, so... Barb Lemieux and her team, Lori at the Chamber, you know, they're really excited about what this means. I think there's an opportunity for a lot of like corporate events, right, for people to kind of schedule their big annual get-togethers to coincide with the draft. People can have some fun with it.
Right.
Okay, I gotta ask. You're not going to announce this. Nobody's going to announce it. But in your mind, for the Packers' first draft pick, who the former Packer or whomever is going to be to announce it?
Right.
That's got to be something special.
I would imagine that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
For that individual. So you got any guesses?
I've been thinking about that. To be honest with you, who would be the perfect Packer? You know, maybe even Jerry Kramer, one of the last guys left.
I would think
had Barry Sanders, which is an obvious choice,
absolutely
right?
Cool.
Yeah. That's a good thought.
And the Wisconsin band? Are they coming up? Do you know?
That's a great question.
I mean, people sure stick around for the fifth quarter at Lambeau Field, right? When they play.
Right, yeah,
I mean, those guys are just. And they were here for the LSU game.
I was going to say, I remember that over at Titletown.
Yeah, they came right past here.
Oh, it was huge.
So anyway, there's just a lot of things to do. And we got 11 months, but again, we only have 11
today,
months.
It starts today, basically, the official on the clock.
Yeah,
very true.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, thanks so much for having me.
This is going to be a great event. And keep up the good work.
You as well. Appreciate what you guys do.
And if your dad sees a couple of those laying around, they're drafting.
I will let him know.
Yeah. An XL and an large.
Yeah.
put that Catholic school education to good use. Eric, thank you so much for being here. We got to go. Look at the time. Been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
fun day. Todd, thanks for everything you do, buddy. Special thanks to David Marinus for joining us. Ron Books from the Whammies. We're going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on this time of year. Mind on the Mayor back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.